May the Lord help us to commence the worship of his holy name by singing hymn number 281. 281. The Lord will happiness divine on contrite hearts bestow. Then tell me, gracious God, is mine a contrite heart or no? Hymn 281.
Read together from the most holy word of God, Isaiah chapter 43. Isaiah's prophecy, chapter 43. But now, thus saith the Lord, that created thee, O Jacob, and he that formed thee, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by thy name, thou art mine. When thou passest through the waters, I'll be with thee, and through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. For I am the Lord thy God, the Holy One of Israel, thy Saviour. I gave Egypt for thy ransom, Ethiopia and Seba for thee. Since thou wast precious in my sight, thou hast been honourable, and I have loved thee. Therefore will I give men for thee, and people for thy life. Fear not, for I am with thee. I will bring thy seed from the east, and gather thee from the west. I will say to the north, give up, and to the south, keep not back. Bring my sons from far, and my daughters from the ends of the earth. Everyone, even everyone that is called by my name, for I have created him for my glory. I have formed him, yea, I have made him. Bring forth the blind people that have eyes, and the deaf that have ears. Let all the nations be gathered together, and let the people be assembled. Who among them can declare this, and show us former things? Let them bring forth their witnesses, that they may be justified, or let them hear and say, it is truth. Ye are my witnesses, saith the Lord, and my servant whom I have chosen, that ye may know and believe me, and understand that I am he. Before me there was no God formed, neither shall there be after me. I, even I, am the Lord, and beside me there is no Saviour. I have declared and have saved, and I have showed when there was no strange God among you. Therefore ye are my witnesses, saith the Lord, that I am God. Yea, before the day was, I am he, and there is none that can deliver out of my hand. I will work, and who shall let it? Thus saith the Lord, your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. For your sake I have sent to Babylon, and have brought down all their nobles, and the Chaldeans, whose cries in the ships. I am the Lord, your Holy One, the Creator of Israel, your King. Thus saith the Lord, which maketh a way in the sea, and a path in the mighty waters, which bringeth forth the chariot and horse, the army and the power. They shall lie down together. They shall not rise, they are extinct, they are quenched as tow. Remember ye not the former things, neither consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth, shall ye not know it? I'll even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. The beast of the field shall honour me, the dragons and the owls, because I give waters in the wilderness and rivers in the desert to give drink to my people, my chosen. And this people have I formed for myself, that they shall show forth my praise. But thou hast not called upon me, O Jacob, but thou hast been weary of me, O Israel. Thou hast not brought me the small cattle of thy burnt offerings, neither hast thou honoured me with thy sacrifices. I have not caused thee to serve with an offering, nor wearied thee with incense. Thou hast bought me no sweet cane with money, neither hast thou filled me with the fat of thy sacrifices. But thou hast made me to serve with thy sins. Thou hast wearied me with thine iniquities. I, even I, am he that blotteth out thy transgressions for mine own sake, and will not remember thy sins. Put me in remembrance. Let us plead together. Declare thou that thou mayst be justified. Thy first father hath sinned. Thy teachers have transgressed against me. Therefore, I have profaned the princes of the sanctuary and have given Jacob to the curse and Israel to reproaches. May the Lord be pleased to bless to us Reem's most holy word. Grant all needed help now in prayer. O most kind and gracious God, once again, thou hast spared our unworthy lives to gather in this way for prayer and praise and worship of thee on this the Sabbath evening. Thou hast not dealt with us as our sins deserve. No, Lord, we will with shame confess that we are, yes, we have to say it, we have sinned. We cannot say we've been without sin. No, what a mercy that the beggar poor, that one that fills all his wounds and bruises and putrefying sores, the beggar poor, that poor sinner is welcome to the throne of grace, the Saviour's blood to plead, that one that feels very black, yes, and in and of themselves they have to say, I am the chiefest of sinners. And so the foulest sinner out of hell that lives to feel his need is welcome to the throne of grace, the Saviour's blood to plead. Oh, may we be found amongst those even this night, that we have to calm him like the apostle of old. O wretched man that I am, knowing of himself that he could do no good, or neither think one good thought, or perform one good deed. Knowing in and of himself was sin mixed with all he did. His very best was stained and dyed. The good I do, would do, that I do not, and that which I would not do, that I do. Oh, that old nature that doesn't get any better, but rather grows worse. Oh, wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? Oh, but he had that good hope And you could say, but I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. Oh, may it please you. There might be those beggars poor, even at mercy's door this night, raised up to that same good hope, whereby they can likewise say, but I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. But all in that personal way, my Lord. And so we plead, do look down upon us in mercy. Now notice those that, yes, perhaps again this night, they feel that burden of sin. With this burden I begin. Yes, I have burdens of time, but it is a burden of sin. Sins of the past, sins of the present, sins, of every shape and form. Oh, with this burden I begin. Lord, remove this load of sin. Oh, do yet speak the word. Speak peace and pardon into their soul. Oh, may they see by precious faith one that bore the sin of many. May they see by precious faith their sins borne away. May they see that fountain opened in that day, even as a dying thief saw it. And as a hymn writer put it, the dying thief rejoiced to see that fountain in his day. Oh, may one poor sinner or another, or many, Lord, according to as thou hast purposed it, oh, see by faith a precious Christ. And have a precious Christ revealed to them, their hope of glory. Oh, they might see, that beauty that's in thee. I come even with one of old unto you, therefore, which believe he is precious. They might be brought to that where they can say, thou art precious. Oh, may it please you then. Perhaps one comes again this night, with this burden. I long for thee to speak the word only. Say unto my soul, I am thy salvation. Oh, in that personal way, and so may it please you by the blessed Spirit. Oh, that one that, yes, teaches, leads poor sinners into all truth as it is in Jesus. And may they know, even as it was made known unto that Ethiopian eunuch that day when he was found in that desert place. And let us make the world a desert place, a waste howling wilderness. Now it does make it unto that one, yes. Once it was unto them that place of their abode, their place, a place of their delights, where all their desire was, but now complete change. Waste howling wilderness, a desert place. That new desire in their heart. Long to know, did he not? Of whom the prophet spake in that 53rd chapter. Oh, what a living desire that was. Oh, there's one even this night, and that is their desire. Oh, may it please thee. And was it not under the, through the power of the Holy Spirit, as that is come on, thy servant Philip to go down to that desert place and meet that one there. Understandest what thou readest? How can I, he said, except some man should guide me? And under the Spirit's aid and influence, Philip preached unto him a precious Christ out of that chapter. Is revealed to that one that day of whom the prophet spake. And was it not to the joy and rejoicing of his soul? Ah, so much so that, he is brought to that place where he said, see, here is water. What doth hinder me to be baptized? Oh, brought in, a precious union with Christ, into that liberty of the gospel. Oh, may it please thee then, thou knowest thy waiting people, thou knowest those that feel still to be bound in those slavish chains of sin and death, and they long to be freed. Oh, do yet hasten that time when thou wilt say, loose him, loose her, and let them go. So do remember each one as we gathered in this way and means tonight. Oh, we know it is strange to us still. And yet, O Lord, as we are prohibited in that way, to gather in the courts of the Lord in that physical way, we thank thee for these means and we seek thy blessing upon it. Thou wouldst make these means fit for the master's use. Thou wouldst sanctify it and bless it. May it be by these means that, thy word goes forth, the word of thy grace goes forth. And it enters into the heart of man as thou hast purposed it, not returning unto thee void, but accomplishing that whereto thou hast sent it. And so we plead that it might be so this night. Thou knowest, each one's case, each one's burden, from the youngest to the oldest. And so, Lord, we would bear each one before thee, and we think of the young and the rising race. And, oh, Lord, thou knowest all their cares, even at this time, and especially perhaps in those critical parts and time in the season of their life. And as regards education, perhaps things have been rather disturbed or, in that way, there's so many anxious thoughts to go with it. But, O Lord, to have to call upon thee in their troubles and their trials, in their distresses and their perplexities. May they have been able to cast upon thee their cares and find that thou art a prayer hearing and a prayer answering God. O Lord, once again, to remember parents, and certainly in this our day when on the day at this moment of time, great changes, things perhaps which we, none of us ever anticipated at the beginning of the year, but now it is a path in which we walk. And certainly there are more cares and concerns than whatever we had, and in a different way. Lord, all we think especially upon parents with their families, and as we realize that even providential things, those things which we never thought would come to that point in which they are now turned upside down. But, O Lord, may each one prove that the golden silver thine, the cattle upon 1,000 hills, and thou art able to supply all the needs, especially those great needs of families and where the need is greater. Lord, we plead that thou wouldest supply all their needs according to thy riches in glory. Lord, remember those in the midst of life that bear the heat and burden of the day, and what changes have been there. What changes? Certainly we've proved, have we not, one and another. There's mountains that have risen up before us, those dark clouds that have come into the path. And certainly it is, as thy word declares, it is that trial of our faith. The trial of our faith. And, O Lord, at times we wonder where our faith is. We seem to have such little faith. But blessed be God if we have a little faith, that which is real. Oh, may we prove that, yes, that little faith, when the Spirit breathes upon it, we're able to raise it to a flame. No, Lord, sometimes we find, yes, we're so bowed down with those cares and concerns, we wonder where the scene will end. And yet at other times we find the word, the blessed Spirit brings to our remembrance those Ebenezer stones, those stones of help, as we've been able to look back over life's path. And like David, we often think of David, the sweet psalmist of Israel, man after God's own heart. Yet he also had his frailties, and yes, he carried about with him that old man of sin. But oh, in that time and juncture in his life that thou hadst in eternity past caused to come, and it was that appointed for him, when, yes, it seemed though the enemies had got the upper hand. Seems though he'd lost everything. Ziklag was burned with fire. Loved ones are taken captive. And even those of his people talked of stoning him. But oh, was it not by the blessed Spirit bringing to his remembrance? Yes, all the way which thou hadst led him and brought him, the many dangers thou hadst, brought him through. And so, he's enabled by blessed Spirit bringing to his remembrance a living faith to encourage himself in the Lord his God. May it please thee that likewise, as we are enabled to look back and see all the way which the Lord our God hath led us these years in this wilderness, and truly thou hast wrought wonders for us, those great things, those things where we had to prove it was not of man, it could not have been of man, but only as Almighty God was pleased to appear for us. So may it please you as we look back and see. We might come with the hymn writer. He who hath helped me hitherto will help me on my journey through and give me daily cause to raise new Ebenezers to thy praise. So to remember each in the midst of life and all that pertains to it. Those cares which are many. We may have thought we had cares before, but it seems a greater number of cares. And, O Lord, it stirs up, and the old adversary stirs up in our very heart carnal reasoning when we begin to say what if and what may be. And, O Lord, may we being able to say that our times are in thy hands and all events are at thy command, and not a single shaft can hit till the God of love sees fit. And oh, may we prove even perhaps like even as the prophet of old. Great time of need. Thou didst cause, yes, thou didst command those ravens to feed him. And so it was. Morning and evening, his sustenance was assured as they performed that by thy command until the brook dried up. Then thou didst provide again for him And it seemed a very unlikely source, that widow woman with her son, going out, as it were, to get a few sticks to bake one last cake for them, for herself and her son. And then they knew, then they felt it so, that death should ensue. And thy servant, the man of God, did he not? They all had to prove. Yes, as she went and did that which was asked of her, and she proved also that the barrel of meal, they each proved that the barrel of meal did not waste, nor the cruse of oil fail, until thou didst send once again the rains upon the earth. We perhaps are brought into a time when we never realize that things will be as they are. But is it not in these times and seasons we prove, and we shall prove, that thou art the same yesterday, today, and forever? And as thou didst for David and for thy servant the prophet, for that widow woman and her son. Oh, may we each prove that thou art able to supply all our needs according to thy riches in glory. And so we plead to remember each one in all that concerns them in the midst of life. Thou hast to cast those cares upon thee and seek thy face in all things. Lord, does it not bring us to this often now? Lord, help me. Lord, undertake for me. How we have to fall into thy hands, and what a mercy if it is this. Who is this that cometh up out of the wilderness, leaning upon her beloved? And we've perhaps been brought, some of us, to lean harder and harder upon thee. Lean upon thee in ways we've never lent before. Perhaps it's been a measure of sufficiency. We have had to prove there is help laid upon one that is mighty. So remember likewise we plead those in the even time of their life, and perhaps those fears that are attendant there. Lord, bring to their remembrance, yes, those former times and seasons, but I'll grant them those fresh tokens of thy love and thy mercy. Or may they know, yes, even in the latter part of their lives, that there is that shepherd that does not forsake his sheep, one that has loved them from all eternity, and truly will bear them home to glory. Might prove, yes, that that promise to be true. And Lord, especially perhaps those in the even time of life, that blessed truth that when the days of our sorrows end here below, there is this promise: in my Father's house are many mansions, and if it were not so, I'd have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. When I come again, I shall receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye shall be also. So to remember the aged, Lord, remember the infirm, the afflicted ones. Perhaps some had to have treatments put on hold because of the current situation and the virus. Oh, Lord, remember them in their path, but remember any are sick, and perhaps those also affected by the virus. Lord, do put forth thy healing hand and grant that healing touch. Or may they prove it is amongst those all things that work together for good to them that love God, those that are called according to his purpose. Sometimes we've had to prove in affliction's path, before I was afflicted, I went astray. We've had to say it was good that I was afflicted. Now, through those afflictions, we've been brought to see more of our wretched self and brought to view our precious Christ. Oh, the one thing needful, I without him perish must. And so we plead to look down upon us each in mercy. May it be in these things, as we see them in the nation and nations of the earth, are stirring up. O Lord, we plead then as regards this nation. Ah, yes, national sins, and how we find, do we not, and we see it, abominations and wickedness runs down our streets. And certainly as a nation, we've turned thee the back and not the face. We've forsaken the living God. Oh, we've rejected thy laws, enacted many laws which are so contrary to thy word and thy laws, thy commands. In fact, they're an abomination in thy sight. Oh, do stir us up, we might cry more earnestly. Allow us have mercy upon this guilty land. And ah, yes, we're amongst those guilty people. Well, we may say, well, we haven't sinned in the great depth and the breadth of others. But nevertheless, one sin, we're guilty of the whole law. And so as these things are brought, thou hast caused them to come in judgment. Ah, that pestilence. Yes, we see it not, but we see the effects of it. We hear the effects of it. No, Lord, may it bring us each to consider our latter end. We know that when times go and a path goes smoothly, we hardly ever give thought or consideration to our latter end. But, O Lord, may we consider our latter end. And how stands the case, my soul, with thee? Ah, have we that union with the church's living head? Have we been clothed upon with that robe of thy righteousness? And ah, have been washed in the precious blood of the Lamb. Oh, may it please you then, there might be through these things a stirring up in the nation, in the churches, and in our hearts. And certainly even in our hearts, we have to say, we have sinned and come short. And O Lord, like David, when there was a thou art the man, oh, how solemn, David. David, that one, a man after God's own heart, the sweet psalmist of Israel. We're no different than David. Oh, how he sinned. Ah, yes, not just in that sin with Bathsheba, but as he sought to cover up and try and hide the fact that he had sinned and his iniquities. He seemed hard in his heart in regard to it. And ah, yes, even the point where, yes, even that one was sent to the forefront of the battle, he may lose his life. Oh, how solemn it was. How solemn it was, until there was a thou art the man. Thou art the man. And perhaps there's been a thou art the man. Thou art the woman, thou art the child. Ah, brought under, yes, conviction of sin. Perhaps the Spirit has ransacked every corner of our heart. And some unsuspected sin, some sin of our past, even of the present, like it was with David. Oh, what a mercy we brought there with a true repentance and godly sorrow for sin. And so, David, was brought to this, creating me a clean heart. Renew a right spirit within. Oh, how some of us, we need those renewings. Oh, yes. The application of that precious blood. Oh, to know truly what it is to have a broken heart and a contrite spirit, which I would not despise. And so we plead to look down upon us in mercy. May we know what it is to mourn on account of our sins and seek grace to forsake them. Ah, seek grace to forsake those sins and walk worthy of that calling. Oh, that might truly be found walking in that narrow way, in the footsteps of the flock, in the path of the shepherd that goes before his sheep. Oh, Lord, we plead, do then take us each in hand. And so do remember us then in our personal paths, in our hearts, in the churches, in the nation. Oh, it might please you as regards this nation, awaken many sinners round to come and fill the places. Might be that wrought in the heart of man, whereby he knows what it is to smite upon his breast and cry, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. So to remember this guilty land, oh, have mercy upon us and turn us once again, and we shall be turned. Do remember the gatherings together, thy people, this night. May thy word go forth in the power of the Spirit. May it do poor sinners good. Break the bread of life unto us. And all may it please, yes, we're in bondage. And as we quoted this morning, yes, in bondage, darkness. Perhaps feeling, yes, even like Paul and Silas, yet. They sang praises and prayed unto thee. Oh, they sang praises and prayed unto thee. And so we may be in that place of bondage, shut up. We have not that liberty that we long for. And yet, O Lord, thou art not confined. The blessed Spirit is not confined. So to make that place, those places of our abode this night as we gather in this way, and perhaps with that feeling within, darkness, bound, no, ah, yes, and longing for that liberty. Oh, do arise and shine as a sun of righteousness. Arise and shine with healing in thy wings, we might go forth as a calf of the stall. No, we pleaded this morning, but we pleaded again. For truly it is a day of darkness, a day of gloominess. Ah, lift up the light of thy countenance upon us and do us each good. Once again, yes, we would thank thee for all thy mercies and favours. And truly we have been brought even to this moment of time, we've lacked nothing. As we've been deprived of certain things we cannot obtain, which we once did with ease before. Yet, O Lord, we still have a bounty as compared to our godly forefathers. As we, yeah, one has been reading Warburton's Mercies, and there we've seen together again thy servant of old those years ago, who often, yes, there was no bread. No provisions to be had in the home, but thou didst supply them. Thou didst bring in a timely manner that which was for their need, for their body's need, for their pathway of life. No, Lord, perhaps in this way it does us good to consider that, yes, thou dost give and thou canst withhold. But oh, it brings us to see and to realize and take note that it is by the hand of God, the good hand of our God, that we've been supplied and fed, clothed, and have our homes to live in. We've lacked nothing. So do now to praise thee. May we not let any of thy mercies lie forgotten unthankfulness and without praises die. And so do we plead to accept our praises now. We now fall into thy hands and seek that thou wouldest make one with us. Make one with us, and may there be a losing sight of the man and losing sight of the means as this poor man ventures to speak, and those that listen are losing sight of all the means. We may hear by faith and see by faith a precious Christ, the hope of glory. So do pardon and forgive now our many sins, our failings and shortcomings. Do wash us each in thy precious blood. We plead for Christ's sake. Amen.
Let us further sing hymn 1065. O thou from whom all goodness flows, I lift my heart to thee. In all my sorrows, conflicts, woes, Jesus, remember me. Hymn 1065.
seeking the Lord's help and your prayerful attention, return to the chapter we read in Isaiah's prophecy, chapter 43, and read verses 1 and 2. But now, thus saith the Lord, I created thee, O Jacob, and he that formed thee, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by thy name, thou art mine. When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee, and through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. Read the next verse also, for I am the Lord thy God, the Holy One of Israel, thy Saviour. I gave Egypt for thy ransom, Ethiopia and Seba for thee. Lord, we try to speak then this morning. I feel it in that way follows on. Ah, yes, as we went to that chapter 12 in Luke's Gospel, and we read those verses there. But even the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Are not five sparrows sold for two farthings, and not one of them is forgotten before God, but even the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Fear not, therefore, ye are of more value than many sparrows. As we try then to speak, as came to mind, as I said, I opened the curtains and there were the sparrows. And that word came to our mind immediately, that as those little birds that are not thought much of by men and accounted of very little worth. Yes, those that are humbled under the mighty hand of God, they likewise feel brought to feel they're of nothing worth. In fact, they have to say, well, they're worthless when they're brought to see and know what they are by nature. The sinners indeed, the sinners in need. And they have to say, ah, yes, there's nothing to recommend myself. And certainly I'm black, black indeed. But oh, what we read in the Song of Solomon, black but comely. Oh, have you been brought there then, poor sinner, to know how black and vile, worthless. Oh, in that way, as far as you feel in of yourself, you'll be undesirable. One, less than the least. There's nothing. Black, but comely, but drawn. Ah, what a mercy has been that drawing, that wrought in your heart and mine. Ah, draw me, and we'll run after thee. And oh, as we meet in this way, perhaps there's that longing in that way to go up to the house of God, and in that way prevented in the outward means, but oh, may it still be by the blessed Spirit that drawing, and you in that way in spirit gone up to the house of God. You might hear what the Lord might speak. You might yet hear. The Lord might hasten that time. Yes, even through these means. Even such a verse as those verses we've taken for our text. But now thus saith the Lord that created thee, O Jacob. He that formed thee, O Israel. Fear not. For I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by thy name, thou art mine. Oh, I can remember the time when the Lord brought me into such a burden and exercise as regards my sinnership, my need as a sinner, my eternity. That very verse, but now, I long for that but now. Long for it to be spoken into my soul. Long for the Spirit to seal it there. Blessed be God, that time came. It was, yes, through a path which my flesh didn't like, my flesh wouldn't want it. And yet we've had to prove, as we found as those days went on, faith approved it well. And it was to the joy and rejoicing of my soul. And perhaps, as we said, this day of judgment, this day of visitation of Almighty God upon this nation, what a mercy has been that wrought in your heart, many sinners' hearts. Wrought, yes, as those worm Jacobs that have nothing, fill their nothing, are in the dust of self-abasement. Then, we often say about worm Jacobs, they can only look up. It's no good a worm looking to himself, seeking for deliverance in himself, seeking in that way of strength in himself, for he has nothing. He has nothing. But oh, the worm Jacob. Oh, worm Jacob. There's plenty of fear nots, and fear thou not for the worm Jacob. What a mercy there is. Ah, have you proved then, perhaps amidst these troubles and these trials, the Lord has been pleased to speak and say, yes, fear not. Yes, fear not, thou worm Jacob, and ye men of Israel, I will help thee, saith the Lord, and thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. And perhaps you prove this. Behold, behold, I will make thee a new sharp threshing instrument having teeth. Thou shalt thresh the mountains and beat them small. Thou shalt make the hills as chaff. In the midst of your troubles and the trials, we said this morning, we often find providence and grace go hand in hand. The Lord is pleased to bring this into that, this or that into your path. It's brought you to those wits' ends, neither knowing what to do. Yes, you've had to come in guilty and say, yes, I'm a sinner. I'm a sinner of the deepest dye. And you've been brought there where you have to say, I have nothing in my hands. Oh, what a mercy if we can come with a hymn writer, nothing in my hands I bring, but simply to thy cross I cling, naked come to thee for dress, helpless look to thee for grace. Foul I to the fountain fly, wash me, Saviour, ere I die. And perhaps you've had to pray in recent days, recent weeks, in a way which you've never prayed before. Yes, may have been brought about by those things, as the situation we're in at the moment brings this or that into the path and has changed things in such a great way. It's brought you to consider latter end. Consider, yes, that there shall be an end of all things, and there shall come an end, yes, even of our natural life, as we hear many great numbers, many thousands, taken from time to eternity. Lord, I've brought you to consider your latter end. And so have you proved then, you've had to forsake your old prayers. Those prayers which rolled easily off the tongue, as it were. Those prayers which perhaps in that way were soon got out of the way. And you went on your way, went on your path. But now you find there's a groaning there, an earnestness. An earnestness which you've never known nor felt before. Oh, blessed be God, if it has been so. A new sharp threshing instrument having teeth. Real prayer. Real prayer. And there's that wrought, wrung out of your very soul because of your need. And in the midst of it all, yes, on the one hand, perhaps those things as regards time, but also this, give me Christ or as I die. Yes, we say of providence and grace going hand in hand. Ah, that new sharp threshing instrument having teeth. But oh, what we read in that same verse, thou shalt thresh the mountains and beat them small. Thou shalt make the hills as chaff. Thou shalt fan them, and the wind shall carry them away, and the whirlwind shall scatter them. And thou shalt rejoice in the Lord, and shalt glory in the Holy One of Israel. And perhaps you found, yes, in the midst of it all, and how soon things of what men have depended upon, we've seen them turned upside down. Men have depended upon natural men, yes, and also us likewise in our measure depend upon them. And how in a moment are brought to naught, or at least if they're not brought to naught, turned upside down, frustrated. And perhaps, yes, those things, as we said, as regards your path, your natural path, but also is stirred up that hunger and thirst after Christ and his righteousness. The need for your path here below, but also, you groan being burdened, and you feel it so. My sins, my iniquities. I have a need of Christ. I know we quoted this morning, but you turn to that portion in Philippians where the apostle testified of that which was wrought in him. Perhaps you identified with that and you felt, well, yes, these things of recent days and weeks have brought me there. Desiring Christ, to be found in him, to know that power of his resurrection. That's when one is classed in that way, poor and needy. But seek water, there is none. Their tongue faileth for thirst. I, the Lord, will hear them. I, the God of Israel, will not forsake them. I will open rivers in high places and fountains in the midst of the valleys. I'll make the wilderness a pool of water and the dry land springs of water. You read that chapter at your leisure, the rest of it. Oh, may you yet prove. Yes, in the midst of all troubles and trials, the Lord, when he's pleased to use these things, you know that blessing of the Lord which maketh rich. He addeth no sorrow to it. The blessing of the Lord which maketh rich, and he addeth no sorrow to it. And so, going back to those verses we tried to speak from this morning, just for a moment, fear not. Who is this one that speaks this fear not? This one that so speaks. Yes, and is it not a word of comfort to the Lord's chosen people, his elect, his despised, those that are found, yes, in a waste howling wilderness? What a mercy when these precious truths are made known unto us. It's sweet to our soul's taste, amidst the sorrows, amidst all the sorrows of the way. So as those sparrows are not forgotten, not one of them is forgotten. Not one of them is forgotten. The Lord says, we're worth more, of more value than many sparrows. You may say, well, yes, I can't say that. How can I be of value? Well, in and of ourselves, we have no value for what has sin wrought. this speaks of that because of that redemption, that which Christ hath wrought in the sinner's room, place, and stead. Those that once were black are now comely. Love thee with an everlasting love. Therefore, loving kindness, have I drawn thee. Not despised. Yes, but one, yes, that's seen, in and through Christ. He is precious indeed. Almighty God looks upon him, and Christ looks upon him, because, yes, if they're amongst those chosen, they're his bride, his people, that one to whom he is united to. And yes, he's wrought that in their room, place, and stead. And do we not read of it as the apostle penned that epistle to the Corinthians, whereby he penned this: for ye are bought with a price, bought with a price. And in the first epistle, General Peter, I turned to it earlier, and it's a precious truth, is it not? To those, yes, who feel they have no more worth than a sparrow, even just a single sparrow. And yet, love from all eternity. And cannot someone say, as we've been brought to realize and know the truth, even when we're in our unregeneracy, sometimes we can look back and we can see the good hand of our God that was upon us then. And as the hymn writer put it, preserved and kept in Jesus when my feet made haste to hell. We know that doesn't give license to those in their youth to then say, well, I can do whatever I like, and I shall be preserved if I'm one of the Lord's people. God forbid that we should ever be like that. But in our unregeneracy, we can look back and see what foolish people we were, how foolish we were. But there, nothing can prevent that day of grace. Nothing could prevent that which should be wrought for them before the end of their days. Nothing could prevent it. Blessed be God. And so, as we read those verses in this morning, even the very hairs of your head are all numbered. That intimate knowledge the Lord has of you and I, before we were ever brought forth from the womb. Yes, and was it not so in eternity past? But everything as regards your being, your past, all those varied and various spots and places, it's all appointed, all known. And even as regards that fallen self which you are, and which I was, nothing could, if we can put it in that way, forestall that day of grace that should come. And so we've had to prove preserved and kept in Jesus when our feet made haste to hell. Because, yes, if we're found amongst the elect, love from all eternity. And, yes, as we read in the Word of God, all that the Father giveth me shall come to me. And they were given by the Father unto the Son before ever the worlds were formed. A number that no man can number. And blessed be God, they shall come. They shall come. And neither shall they make shipwreck of faith. They shall come. And that day does come. Blessed be God. And perhaps one longs that day. When will that day come? But oh, if you're hungry and thirsty, because I've wrought in your soul, that work has begun. And that day shall come when Christ will be revealed. For you, the hope of glory, for now that day shall come. That day shall come. And so, yes, brought into the liberty of the gospel, brought, yes, to put that song of praise put into upon the lips. Remember that day when brought into that where I felt I couldn't take certain portions of hymns upon my lips. I longed for it. I longed to be able to sing it in the reality of it. But I fain could take it upon my lips until that day. Until that day when the Lord granted that deliverance. I may have spoken of it before, but it was through that major operation that I had to undergo those years ago. Something I'd never looked for. And neither did my old flesh want. It was that day appointed. That day appointed, yes. That day appointed. Cause it to come. That day appointed when he favors Zion. And so, that one is brought to, in that way, confess before men, confess that Jesus is the Lord. None can say that Jesus is the Lord unless thou take the veil away and breathe the living word. But oh, that one then, yes, who works that in the heart and becomes their desire, may be brought to see that one who looks upon the poor sinner, and that poor sinner, it will humble him to think it is so. They are precious in his eyes. For as we then went to refer to that, we read in the first epistle, General Peter. Oh, and is it not humbling when we read these precious truths? For as much as ye know that you are not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold from your vain conversation, received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ. The precious blood of Christ. Bought with a price, poor sinner. The precious blood of Christ. Oh, and some of we trust that has been made known unto us. And it is truly, then we can say with the the Apostle Peter, as he speaks a little later on in the second chapter, unto you therefore which believe he is precious. But oh, is it brought into your heart, as we say, these times and seasons which we live, a little taste that he is gracious. But you long to lay hold and you long for these things to be made known unto you in the fullness of it. You plead on for it, poor sinner. That's that new sharp, threshing instrument having teeth. Plead on for it. The Lord waits to be gracious. The voice I cry will answer thee. That time appointed. For as much then, as ye know that you are not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold from your vain conversation, received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot. As of a lamb without blemish and without spot. Oh, what a mercy then. Ah, yes. When that is revealed to the poor sinner. What a mercy then when he sees that one. That cares much for his sheep, for they are precious. They are bought without price. His own heart's blood, and oh, what a price, and what it costs the Lord of life and glory. Oh, when we're brought to that place where we, by faith, see the Lamb of God in the Garden of Gethsemane and upon the cross of Calvary. Those sufferings which are so intense that angels have no perfect sins. Then you'll realize and know the truth how precious you are, a poor sinner, a sinner saved by grace, elect according to the foreknowledge of God, how precious they are in his sight. The sufferings that he endured cannot, yes, be fully described. And yes, poor sinners are brought, yes, sometimes to taste a little and enter into a little of those sufferings, but only just a taste. But Christ drank that cup quite up. That bitter cup of the wrath of God is drunk up. No drop was left. We do but taste the cup. Ah, and when we are led by faith to see one hanging upon the accursed tree, one made a curse for his people, he who knew no sin, but bore the sin of many, and all to see by faith your sins, my sins, laid upon that spotless lamb. Oh, and what he had to suffer there, that darkness that came over all the earth. And he felt it in his soul, did he not? Oh, this was one verily God, verily man, felt it in his soul. My God, why hast thou forsaken me? Ah, and then we consider this, that had it not been for that, we would each, yes, from the loins of Adam, that have sinned, yes, we've each sinned. We've been forsaken to all eternity. That place of outer darkness, where the worm dieth not and the flame is not quenched. But he bore it all, bore that punishment. Awake, O sword, against my shepherd, against the man that is my fellow. He bore it all, precious in his sight. Precious in his sight. Ah, so then, those that walk in this vale of tears, oh yes, are brought to realize and feel it is of a truth. Through much tribulation ye shall enter the kingdom. They are precious in his sight. Oh, fear not therefore. Ye are more value than many sparrows. More value than many sparrows. So as we see the time has nearly gone, but now, oh, how we need that reminding of this. That one that has borne the sin of many, that one, yes, that poor sinner, that worm Jacob, that one that feels no more than be that worthless sparrow. Ah, but now thus saith the Lord, in all your fears, with all your foes of every shape and form. But now, thus saith the Lord, oh, the reminder of it. We need these reminders. I do. Now, thus saith the Lord that created thee, O Jacob, and he that formed thee, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by thy name. Thou art mine. Ah, thou art mine, not forgotten, not cast off. Yeah, we have also that precious truth, and perhaps, yes, it's those sorrows which one or another may walk in at the moment. You may say, well, like Zion, as we read in that 49th chapter, as Zion said, the Lord hath forsaken me. My Lord has forgotten me. But ah, the word declares, can a woman forget her sucking child that she should not have compassion on the son of her womb? Yea, they may forget, but will not forget thee. Behold, I know we spake of those emphases and those times when the word is emphasized. And there, ah, yes, even to this, behold, I will not forget thee. Behold, I have graven thee upon the palms of my hand. Thy walls are continually before me. So, be taken for our text, when thou passest. And certainly it is a day of tribulation, is it not? Deep waters, fires, way in a path we've not been heretofore. But the word declares, when thou passest, through the waters I'll be with thee, not forsake thee. When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee. The certainty there, these are the shells and wills of Jehovah. I'll be with thee through the rivers. They shall not overflow thee. Sometimes we're brought to those spots and places, even like Jacob of old. Dear old Jacob, he seemed to have trouble after trouble, sorrow after sorrow. And he's brought to this, all these things are against me. All these things are against me. When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee. Through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. For I am the Lord thy God, the Holy One of Israel, thy Saviour. For I am the Lord thy God, the Holy One of Israel, thy Saviour. No, just before I stood up for the sermon, my mind went to Daniel of old. Well, the three Hebrew children, really, but also Daniel. The three Hebrew children. Well, no doubt, it seemed though the worst was about to take place. They were bound, were they not? But firstly, that fiery furnace was heated, though seven times hotter than it was wont to be heated, normally heated. And they were bound. And the commandment was to cast them in, they were cast in. No one looked in, did he not? And he said, lo, I see four men walking loose in the midst of the fire, and the form of the fourth is like the Son of God. The form of the fourth, yes, what a mercy. Lo, I'm with you always, we read. The Lord spake these words before he ascended on high. Lo, I'm with you always, even unto the end of the world. Even unto the end of the world. Even your minutest circumstance. Perhaps those circumstances you want to mention to another, but they're great mountains to you. The very hairs of our head. Oh, when we think of that. Even the very hairs of your head and mine are all numbered. Fear not, therefore, yes, you are more value than many sparrows. Has that intimate knowledge of you in all your need, in all your cares, in all your concerns, those things as a path is at the moment. Those trying scenes, those things hard to be understood. Those great mountains before, those deep waters. Knoweth it all. But he said, I'll never leave thee. And as that word declared, the Lord declared at the end of Matthew's gospel, even unto the end of the world. And you may feel to be in that, in your soul's experience, or your experience, the end of everything. Often think of that, the end of the world. And sometimes we feel we can't, things can't get any worse. That's as far as it can go. The end of everything. But lo, I'm with you always, even unto the end of the world. I will be with thee when thou passest through. Doesn't say I'll meet you on the other side. Our man may say to you, well, when you've come out of that trouble, I'll see what I can do for you afterwards. But when thou passest through the waters, I'll be with thee. This shepherd that cares much for his sheep, for he said, I'll never leave thee nor forsake thee. When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee. Through the waters they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. Well, when those three Hebrew children were brought out of that fire, there was no smell of burning upon them. It's the same God, yesterday, today and forever. And as it was for Daniel, cast into that lion's den. And no doubt to those who looked on thought, well, that's the end of Daniel. Is thy God able? His God was able. He shut the mouths of those lions, preserved him. Preserved him. Lord, there's a proving of it, is there not? There's a proving of his promises. There's a proving of the word of his grace. But prove it you will. Ah, these promises, are they not? Yea and amen in Christ Jesus. Amen.
The notices are as follows. If the Lord will, Mr. Stephen Rosier will preach on Tuesday evening at 7 o'clock. There'll be a prayer meeting for the church members on Friday evening at 8 o'clock. And next Lord's Day, Mr. Charles Warboys is expected to preach at 10:30 and 6:30 and to address the Sunday school in the afternoon at 2:30. And just to say that our friends at Fenstanton hope to hold a special service on Thursday evening at 7:15 for Ascension Day, when, God willing, Mr. Izzard will preach, and the service will be available on Zoom. Let us close with hymn number 789. 789. O ye sons of men, be wise, trust no longer dreams and lies. Out of Christ, almighty power can do nothing but devour. Hymn 789.
Is our God and name.
Do remember us now as we are brought to the close of the services of thy day. Yes, and can we not say the services of thy house, even in this way? And so may it please you, thou hast taken up that abode with one another and broken the bread of life unto them. Lord, thou knowest the path of one another, and truly it is a day of sorrows and trials and difficulties. And yet, O Lord, may we prove there is a refuge. There is a refuge. That one that is a refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. May prove those streams of thy mercy, of thy grace. Those rivers of water in dry places we might taste again and again in the midst of it all, that thou art gracious, that thou art merciful, that thou art truly that one that loveth at all times. And that a very minutest circumstance, each one of us is subject to thine eyes. And not a single shaft can hit till the God of love sees fit. So we would now seek thy blessing upon thy word. Oh, may it have gone forth in the power of the Spirit. We're but the instrument. May it please thee, oh, we seek that thou hast cast a mantle of thy forgiving love over all thou hast seen and heard of this. And do remember us now, then, each in our pathway of life, all that concerns us, if we're spared to the morrow and the days to come. Oh, do be our helper, do be our guard, our guide, our counselor, our friend. May we prove that our government, the government of all our affairs, rests upon thy shoulder. Oh, do lead us each forth that right way. Oh, may we, yes, in the midst of all that thou hast caused to come to pass, and truly know likewise as we pleaded that searching of our own hearts, that trying of our ways, and brought even to that true repentance. Yes, might be brought back as those rebels. Truly have to say we are rebellious. Rebellious thou hast been and art rebellious still. But sin and love I took thee in, my promise I'll fulfill. Oh, the rebellious. We thank thee that thy word declares thy gospel is rebellious also. We have to say at times we are rebellious. But, O Lord, we would now fall into thy hands. Enable us to say thy will be done. But we enable us to fall now into thy hands, into thy kind care and keeping. And now may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God the Father, and the communion of the Holy Spirit rest and abide with us each, now and forevermore. Amen.